Okay, the boys side. We're starting a brand new perek today. We are holding on Daf Ayin Ches Omed Aleph, where the perek begins. Oisiv Yes Benoy, Noyig Bein Ba'oritz Bein B'chutz La'oritz B'fnei Abayis V'shloy B'fnei Abayis B'chulin U'bim Mukdashin. What is this all about? When we line on Yom Tov, virtually every Yom Tov we line the parasha. Shor Oy Chesiv Oy Eiz Ki Yivoleid V'hoya Shivas Yomim Tachas Imoy. After a little baby shor, baby kesef, baby eiz is born, for 7 days you cannot use it for a carbon. However, once it hits 8th day, yeirotze lekarben isha l'Hashem, you can bring it for a carbon. So we're talking about kabbalah.
Tomorrow is the Dr. Diamond Border, beautiful. No, really, because I have everything here.
The next pasuk immediately thereafter is, Veshor oise oisoi vi es benoi loisishchetu biyoim echad. Shor oise oise vi es benoi, it and its child don't shecht on one day. So this is Exerus Akosiv. The Rabbeinu Shalom said you're not allowed to go and shecht the parent together with the child. Now, although the Loshen Haposik certainly sounds like it's referring to Zecharim, it says oisoi vi es benoi, we'll soon see on the Amud Beis that in fact everybody agrees that it definitely refers to the mother and the child, and there'll be a machloikis between Hananya and the Rabbana whether it also refers to the father and the child. I don't know why the Torah wrote it that way. You have to go and send an express email to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him. But the Ma'is Azui State, Oysa V'es Benoi, and it's referring to really Oysa V'es Benoi. The Ma'is on a practical level, it's virtually impossible to tell who the father of this new baby is, because most Bahamas don't talk, even under interrogation. And after all, it's the Bahamas.
They can't raise their hand.
People also.
And therefore, it's going to be very hard to determine. I guess there would be exceptional circumstances where you have the father and mother animals which are together in a cage for an extended period of time and no other animals are let in. But even by people we say Lahavdil ein apotropos laroya, so maybe by behind the soul. Anyway, but if you can recognize who the father is, only according to Hananya is there a din of Oysa V'Espanai, according to the Rabbanon, and of course according to Hananya, it certainly refers to the mother and the child. Now, although this pasuk, Veshar Oysa V'Espanai, comes smack after the prior pasuk, which is talking about Karbanois, Omiyay Mashmini V'Holi Yerotel Karban, and the next pasuk says Veshar Oiseh Oiseh Espanoi. Our Gemara is going to quickly tell us as soon as we finish the Mishnah that this halach applies not only by Kochim but also by Chulin. And that's in fact how the Mishnah began. Oiseh Espanoi, it's Noig Bein Boretz Bein Chutz Laretz, Sayin Eretz Yisrael and Sayin Chutz Laretz. Rashi immediately points out, of course it's Noig B'Chutz Laretz. This is not a mitzvah Hatzluyos Boretz. This is talking about Bahamas. Why should there be a difference? Says Rashi, Lav Davka, but since we say in the Mishnah, B'fnei Abayis, V'shloi B'fnei Abayis, B'chulim M'kdosh, and we also throw in Bein Ba'oretz, Bein B'chutz Laretz. What Rashi also is alluding to is that in Yetshem, over the next few parakim, we're going to talk about Kisui Hadam, we're going to talk about Gin Hanosha, we're going to go and talk about other Ha'or V'roitav, the Yisrael Chayayim V'akeva, Reisha Sagez, other types of special mitzvahs, and each time the Mishnah is going to use that same expression, Bein Ba'oretz, Bein B'chutzlet, B'fnei Abayis, B'fnei Abayis, B'chulim Mekdoshim, and occasionally there will be Chidushim, and occasionally it's just similar, just for purposes of symmetry, that all the Mishnah should be in the same signon. Good, anyway, so Oysa V'Espanoi is Noig, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, it's Noig B'fnei Abayis when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, V'shloi B'fnei Abayis. It means it's even Noheg today. If you have an animal that just gave birth to a baby, and you want to go and check the mommy, Gesundheit, but you cannot go and check the baby the same day, you got to wait until the next day. And B'chulim Mekdoshim, like we explained before, Sai by Chulim, regular animals, or by Kodshim. So now from here, until the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is going to go through 10 or 15 different possible Oysa V'es Benoi scenarios, and we're going to have to examine each one separately, but they're all quite easy and quite straightforward. So, starting the third line. Keitzah, Hashoichot Oysa V'es Benoi. So, give me an example. So, Chulin B'chutz. For instance, today, you have two animals, mommy and baby, both chulin, ba'ar bechutz laaretz. Here, chutz doesn't mean chutz laaretz. Chutz means outside the base of Mikdash. Okay, you shechted them. Shneim ksherim. Both of them are kosher. In other words, you can put a stempel on them, kosher lemahadrim and ahadrim, you can go and eat them. So now our Mishnah tells us another knach, another wrinkle, that even though there's an isser of oisav yes benoi, number one, it only applies, of course, to the second shechita, doesn't apply to the first one. The first one you did fine. It's the second one that was problematic. So the person who does the second shechita, whether or not it's the first shochet or a separate shochet, he gets Malkis, because he's over on the lab, loisishka to be a mechot. And number two, it doesn't affect the kashrus, even though this animal should not have been geshochted because of oisish benai, but it's still, if he did a kosher shechita, it's kosher v'yusha. Next case, kodshim b'chutz. You have two animals which are called kodshim, and you're shechting them outside the base of Mikdash. Harishin chayiv karis. First one is chayiv al shchutei chutz. You know that are going to shecht kodshim outside the base of Mikdash. Ushneim psulim. Both of them are going to be posel. Posel means out kodshim, they're going to be posel. Why they're going to be posel? Because first one is shchutei chutz. Second one, although you won't be over on the din of shchutei chutz on the second one, why won't I be over on the iser of shchutei chutz? It doesn't say that the sheni is chayiv karis. So Rashi explains, because the second one is what we would call a mechusar zman. What's a mechusar zman? Once we shechted the mami today, we're not allowed to shecht the other one today. We got to wait until tomorrow. And if we shecht it today, then it's not roy to be brought for a carbon, because you're supposed to wait. It's a mechusar zman. So therefore, there's no din of karis on the second shechita, but it's possible because you did take an animal which was kadosh and you shechted it outside the base of Mikdash. And therefore, it is possible, even though there's no din of shchutei chutz on that second carbon, because it wasn't ro'i to be brought for a carbon. Ushneim soifik asaboyim, and both of them are going to get malkis. The first will go and get malkis for being over the din of shchutei chutz. The second one is going to get malkis because of being over the din of oisiv yes benoi, loisishachetu biyoim echad. The first one is also getting kares. How can you go and give them both kares and malkis? So you remember at the end of Masechtas Malkis, we had a three-way machloikis, whether once you get the malkis, whether you're potter also from the kares. Anyway, end of Daf Chav Gimel at the end of Masechtas Malkis. Continuing on. Kodshim, so therefore we said chulam bifnim, or we'll be out in Dushnim, so here's the part. Good. Chulam bifnim. What happens if you take two animals, mommy and baby, and you shech them both bifnim inside the azara? Shneim psulim. Both of them are posel. In other words, you cannot eat either one because they're chulin shenishkatu ba'azar. You can't go and shech chulam ba'azar. Vashen yisav yisabayim. Only the second one is going to go and get the malchus of oisiv yes benoi. The reason why the first one that shechted chulin bazara doesn't get any malchus, says Rashi, because its azhara is only an lav habo mechlal asay, what we call an iser asay. What do you mean? Because it says in the pasuk, ki yirchak mimcha hamokoyim, vezavachta l'shem alikecha. You're talking about Basar Taiva. Basar Taiva means chulin. You want to go and bring it. You don't have to bring it to the base of English. You bring a berichik mokim ata zaveach v'loy bekiruv mokim. So you got to go and bring it dafke outside the base of English and not inside the base of English if it is chulin. But it doesn't say loy sishchatu, loy sishchat, loy sizba. There is no lav. It's only a lav abo mechlal asay. And for that, you don't get any malchus. But the second one gets malchus. Why? Because of the isra of oisa v'es benai. On to the next case. Chodshim b'fnim. You have now two animals, mother and baby. You're bringing both of them b'fnim inside the base of Midrash. Harish and kushir puta. Then the first one you did perfectly. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Chodshim inside the base of Midrash. The first one is one.
The second one
is sheni serving zaboim. Why? Because of the fact that oisa v'es benai. Why is it possible? L'choyre, just because an animal was geshocht in oisa v'es benai, it doesn't become possible.
Dr. David,
the one that sponsored and hosts beautiful Gemaras and have the Torah Arishalim, about which Reb Daniel was saying before, what a wonderful bracha we have, not only to have Reb Dudi, but also to have the Gemaras. Anyway, Zavosh Teta on the Mishnah, who possible? The second one is possible. Why is the second one possible? Because it's Mechusar Zman. You have no business bringing Kodshim on the same day as the Ma'ami. It's not roy to be brought for a Karm. So therefore it's a psul, like any Mechusar Zman. The normal Mechusar Zman, we normally think of the first 7 days after the baby is born. There's another din of mechusas mam. This could be even 5 years later. If you're shechting the mommy, don't shech the baby on the same day. The baby is no longer a baby. The baby can have einiklach already. But the point is, you can't go and shech mommy and child on the same day. Good. Next case. Chulin v'kodshim. Bachutz. First one was chulin, the second was kudishim, and you're shechting him outside. Harishin kushir but. The first one is chulin bachutz. That's normal. That's a vada kushin. No problem. Vashayni, the second one, because you're being over on the din of oisavias benoi upasel, and it's posel. Now
he declared each one of them separately. For that. In other words, he had oisavias benoi, and he said your kachim your chulin. He made one for kachim.
What you said is correct, but it was the first one chulin and the second one kachim. Yeah, the mother was chulin.
They're not forced to do it as a son. Not this group. I'm doing. There's no such thing.
What you may be thinking of is if you have an animal which you were makdish for a karm, let's say for a karm shlamim, and by the time you bring the karm shlamim, you find out that this animal was pregnant or became pregnant.
It goes with the mother. Yeah.
Exactly, goes with the mother. That's already a vlad shlamim and has kedusha.
Yeah.
Here you had two animals. You had the mommy and you had the child. Look, mommy, looks, I'm going to eat it. Looks like it's going to be good rib steaks and all the rest. He uses it for chulin. The second one, the child, he says, this is noch besser, I want to use it for kachim. So the sheni serving is a boim, and it's possible. The reason why it's possible is because since the second one is kodeshim, you shechted kachim bachutz. You're not going to be over on the iser of shchutei chutz, because you're only over on a korban which is royal hadioi al pesach oil moed. Like the pasuk says, the al pesach oil moed lehadioi lehakim korban Hashem lefnei mizbach Hashem. Dom yichosh leishahu dom shafach v'nichras leishahu mikerev amis. And it's only kores if you should have brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. This second korban, or this second animal, which was a korban, you shouldn't have brought it to the Beis HaMikdash today, because you shechted the mami today. You should bring it tomorrow, because it's mechusas man, therefore you don't have an iser of shchutei chutz. But the mice, it's possible because it's a carbon which you brought bachutz. Next case. Kachim v'chulim bachutz. This is now the reverse. The mami he made into kachim, this is what Rav David said before. The mami he made into kachim, and the child he left his chulim. And he shechted them both bachutz. Harishin chayf karis because of shchutei chutz. You're shechting kabaris bachutz. And it's possible because it's shchutei chutz. Vasheini is kosher, however, he gets malchus. What does he get malchus on? He gets malchus on the first one because of the shchita of shchutei chutz, and he gets malchus in the second one because of oisiv yasbenoi. Ushneim soif kimes harbat. But the second one is a kosher animal because oisiv yasbenoi doesn't make it treif. You've just been over an iser of oisiv yasbenoi. Next case. Chulin v'kodshim b'fnim. A person shechted chulin, mami, and the baby, the child, kodshim, b'fnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash. Shneim psulim. Both of them are possible. Why are they both possible? The first one is possible because it's chulin shenishkatu bazar. The second one is possible because it's mechusar's man. You cannot go and bring kachim that day because you just shechted the mami that morning. Therefore, shneim psulim, both of them are possible. Vashaini, soifigas abom, the second one is going to go and get malchus for what reason? Because of the fact of oisavias benoi. He's not going to get malchus because of kachim bachutz, because they're talking about chulin the kachim b'fnim. The kachim, where he shechted it, was proper. The only thing is, he shechted it mechusar's man. He should have waited until tomorrow. So they're both possible, but only the sheni soifig zeboim for the iser of oisavias benoi. By the way, we keep on talking about mami and child. Well, mitchem, when we're going to learn the Gemara, we're going to see, not today, but mitchem tomorrow and the next day, that the same thing applies for ket. The benoi v'oisai. That if you shechted already the child that day, you cannot go and shecht the mami that day. So the order makes no difference. Mami, child. Child, mommy. Right.
What about siblings?
Plenty of room. Today.
Siblings, no problem. You can go and check the siblings the same thing. Just always this way. There's the cost.
One tangent. It applies also to birds. Is there a mother and a daughter bird?
No, I don't. I think it only applies to mice.
Is this where we get the rule that when we go for alleles, that the father and son don't go one after the other?
That's a good question. The reason it's given is because of it shouldn't be an ayin hara. Daniel asked whether that might be in the car of not giving back-to-back aliyahs to a father and to a son.
Interesting idea.
No. So my said the reason is because of an ayin hara. Ayin hara means that people are going to say, oh, look, the father and the son, and that's going to make a ganze gerida.
Gerida is what?
Gerida means it's going to be a lot of noise and a lot of tumult about it. But whether they might have the Makor Kabbalistically, Oysiv Esvenoi, maybe. And I'm not a Kabbalist, you have to ask others around the table. Yes, yes, what would you like to add?
No, Oysiv
Esvenoi
really means to him the mummy.
Oh, that's like the mummy. So, since mummies, you don't give a carbon, you don't give an aliyah.
You don't give aliyahs to
very good. That's beautiful.
That wasn't a bad answer there.
It was a perfect answer. Perfect answer. Good. So, what about the women's minyano? Can you go and have the mummy and the child?
That's a big item.
Oh, that's a bigger problem, right?
Big item.
Okay, so let's go back to it. Continue on the Mishnah. Kochim v'chulin b'fnim. A person shechted kochim v'chulin b'fnim. Rabbi Zay, hetzi. Kochim v'chulin b'fnim. He went and shechted kochim and chulin, both of them b'fnim. Now kochim b'fnim is fine. Therefore, rishon kosher potter. That's a perfect carbon. That's no problem. Problem is that the second one was chulin. Second chulin, you're doing it b'fnim. So number one, you got a problem of chulin shenishkatu ba'zara. But in that, we already said before, there's no malchus because it's an iser asay. But you get malchus because of the fact because of oisiv yasbenai, and as a result, it's possible because it's chulin shenishkatu b'fnim. It's possible you cannot eat it, and you just got to go and burn it. Right, chulin b'chutz b'fnim. What happens if he shechted both chulin first b'chutz, and then he shechted chulin b'fnim? Now, Rishon Kashu Potter, because Chulin Bechutz is fine. That's what you're supposed to shech the Chulin. The Chulin Befnim is problematic, as well as the fact that it's Ois V'yes Benoi, B'yoy Mechad. Vasheni Sovik Zaboyim, because of the Ois V'yes Benoi, and it's possible, not because Ois Benoi, Ois V'yes Benoi doesn't make it non-kosher, but it's possible because of the fact that it's Chulin Shenishchatu Bazar.
No, we've written, it applies to everything. Is there retroactive to the one that was kosher? Is it retroactive so? Because of Ois V'yes Benoi, in other words? Till now we're accepting that that's good. Should there be a retroactive suit? Because on the one that's kosher,
Oysiv Yesvenoi never passes you from eating both. You can eat the mommy and
no
you can eat the child.
Not
a retroactive, it's not even a nikanal haba. There's no psul whatsoever in eating. In other words, the two are kosher.
You
can have the highest rabbinic authority and give a shtempel on both of them, glad kushal mahadrim and a mahadrim and a mahadrim. No problem. The only isser is that you've been over the isser of oisiv yesvenoi b'yemechad for dengim and shvasim. You may not be able to eat it because you're going to be suffering from the wounds, from the lashes. But lamaisa, you're allowed, everybody's allowed to go and eat from it. The problem only is in these cases if he shechted it, for instance, b'fnim. Chulin shmishkatu bazara is possible kemenishas. Good, Baruch Hashem. On to the next case. Kochim b'chut. A person shechted kochim outside, and then b'fnim, and then inside. So Rishon is chayiv koris because of what? Shchutei chut. Ushneim, both of them said because they're boim, both of them are going to go and get malchus. First we'll get malchus over the iser of shchutei chut. Second we're going to get malchus of oisiv yesvenoi. Ushneim psulim, both of them are going to be possible. Why are they both possible? The first one's going to be possible because it's shchutei chut. That's why it's possible. Second one is going to be possible because you brought kodshim bifnim when it was not roy to be brought, because it's mechusar's man. You gotta wait until the next day. Mechusar's man is a apostle of the carb. That's why shneim so. Chulim b'fnim u'bachutz. You shechted chulim both inside, and then inside means inside the azara. U'bachutz, and then outside the azara. So of course the first one is possible because it's chulim shenishchatu bazar. A rishon possible. U'potter. Potter means he doesn't get any malchus for that, because you don't get malchus for chulim shenishchatu bazar, because it's only an iser asay. It's not a lav. No malchus. Vasheni, the second one, that you shechted b'chutz. Okay, you're supposed to shecht chulin b'chutz, and therefore it will be kosher because you shechted chulin properly b'chutz. But you say, because you're going to go and get malchus for oisiv yesbenoi, the kosher, but you can go and eat from it. Again, oisiv yesbenoi is not a tarfis, it's not a psul nevela, it's just a lav for being oiva this isra. The final case of the Mishnah, last two lines, kochim b'fnim u'bachutz. The first one he shechted inside, second one he shechted outside. Harishon kosher pot, v'shteitzah. Kochim b'fnim, that's what you're supposed to do. It's a kosher akard. V'asheini, soivigas arboim u'posl. Number one, he gets malchus because of oisiv yesbenoi. As far as the fact that the second one he shechted b'chutz, there is no aveira of shchutei chutz, meaning there's no lav involved, because the lav of shchutei chutz is only ve'al pesach, this one is not roy laviel pesach oil moed. Why not? Because since you already shechted the mami that morning, it's not roy to be brought today. You got to wait until tomorrow. It's what we call a mechusar's man. So therefore, apostle carbon it is, because you shecht a korban b'chutz, about its boss. But you're not over the iser of leitzishchetu of shechting a kochim b'chutz. No iser of shchutei chutz because of the fact that it's not roi lehavia al pesach oil
ma'at. All You have to wait at least eight days.
You cannot bring it for a carbon. If you do bring it for a carbon, it's maybe it's a possible carbon.
No, isser.
On the other hand, if you go and shecht it outside the base of Migdish, it will not be shchutei chutz because it wasn't roy to be brought today as a carbon.
Is it, you're saying there's no isser at all except for the
oisus benoit. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So if a makdish a carbon a baby, and I shecht it for 3 days instead of after 8 days,
or even the first day,
you're finding another lab. You're adding another
lab. No.
You're not looking for a lab.
You're adding another problem.
No. Not oisus benoit. A regular thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. A regular normal animal was born. A mazel tov. Baruch Hashem, the person had a behemoth. He wants to go and bring it for carbon. So we go and tell him, Rabid, it's a wonderful thing that you want to bring for carbon, but you got to wait for 8 days.
Right.
The Havdil just by the bris milah, I want to do the bris tomorrow. You got to wait for the 8th day.
Right.
You want to bring a carbon by behemoth, you got to wait. Right. If you didn't wait and you brought it before then, it's what we call a mechus man. It's a possible carbon. You weren't even an aveira.
There's no isser in bach.
If a person made a bris before the 8th day, it would not be a kosher bris, and you have to be massive dam bris
right.
on the 8th day or later on, because it wasn't a kosher bris. But the good part about it is, it's possible. The good part about it is that you can have another 10 or 12 kibudim when you do the second hatov dam bris. You can go and call up another sandik and a new moil metalis. Fine. You have to make a new suda too, so it's going to cost you a couple of dollars. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, on to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Zok the Gemara, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that Dinah Oysa Yisvanoi applies both to Kodshim and to Chul. Tanu Rabbanan Minayin Oysa Yisvanoi, Shanoi Bim Mekdoshim, how do I know Tamu Loima? Said in the Pasuk, Shorei Ches Vayezki, Volei, Bo Yishim Yisim Adach Asimoi, for those of us that have these Chus, to have the beautiful Gemaras that were hosted and donated by Intertire Chuvah Reb Dovizel Zangibench. We have the Pasuk written out very clearly as Ois 2 or Ois Beis, depending on your Gemara. And it says Shor Chesav Yais, etc. Umiyah Mashmini Vahala Yeratzele Karban Ishel Hashem. We're talking about Karbanis. We're talking about Mekdoshim. Uksib Asrayim. The very next pasuk says Bishar Oise Oise Bias Benoi. Oh, Leisishkutu Yemechad Limed Al Oise Bias Benoi Shalim Mekdoshim. Crystal clear. It's knowing by Kachim the two psukim together. Smichus. Faith Yimara. Taka ve'im mukdashim in b'chulin loy. Maybe only by kodshim. Maybe there's no din chulin b'zman hazeh. There's no din of oisav yes b'noy. So tomorrow, shor hivziko inyin. If this was only by kodshim, then why does the second pasuk have to begin v'shor oiseh? We're talking about a shor oiches of oyeis. We're talking about a shor oiseh. So the pasuk could have begun oisav yes b'noy. Why is it add again the shor is? Oh, that's hivzik. That comes to tell you, no. Forget about Kachim now. Now we're talking about Chulin. So maybe Taka only by Chulin. Since we took a break and we're starting a new Inyan, Taka only by Chulin. So tomorrow, Ksiv, Vishar. How does the second pasuk begin? Vishar, Oise, Oise V'yasvanoi. What does that do? That Vav is Moisval Inyan Rishon. To go and tell you, just like the first Shtikla is talking about the previous pasuk, he's talking about Kachim. Here also is talking about Kachim. But since it's a Shar, Oise, it also comes to tell you that it's Noig V'chulin. So the Shor tells you, stop, we're starting now Chulin. The Vishor says, yeah, but don't forget about Kachim. So therefore, Oysu Vesmanoi is Noig by both. Frank Timura, once you tell me that the Vav is Moisvel in Yerishai, and we're Shtelling too, which means that we're allocating halachas that apply to Kachim, also to Chulin, so why don't we go and say other halachas? Imar Kachim Kelayim Loi, Av Oysu Vesmanoi Kelayim Loi. We learned from various psukim at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra that you cannot go and bring kelayim for a carbon. If you want to bring a carbon, you got to be a shor, a kesef, or an eiz, but not if it's oskemisht, if it's mixed, if it's a mixed breed. Shkoyach rebbe. See, mak kodshim kelayim loy. Just like bekodshim, you cannot bring kelayim. Maybe oisves benoy does not apply. Oisves benoy does not apply to kelayim. So if I had, for instance, I made it a rochel mit atayosh, that means a female shepsel together with an aes with a goat, and they have a child which is kelaim. So maybe I would be allowed to go and shecht the mother together with the child on the same day, just like by kudishim. You're telling me that kudishim kelaim loy. Maybe there is no din of kelaim by oisav yesmanai. Dutum loy. I'm sorry. Af oisav yesmanai kelaim loy. Alom etanya. Why does it say in the brayza oisav yesmanai noig bekelaim or bekvi? The din of oisav yesmanai is noig bekelaim. But you just told me that kelaim is not noig by kudishim, and the vav of vishar oisav lechayde tells you vav moisvel din yerishas. So just like by kudishim, we cannot bring kilayim for a carbon, so maybe the din of oisus benoi doesn't apply to kilayim. But the brayza says that it does apply to kilayim.
But again, because the carbon sum for kapchila.
Sorry, no. We're leaving oisus benoi just for a moment. We're just asking from the vav of vishar, that's machaber, the earlier parsha to the second parsha. So we're equating kodshim and chulin. The halach is by kodshim, if you wanted to go and bring kilayim, you cannot. So therefore, kodshim and kilayim, they don't mix. So the chayyah should say oisav espanoi and kilayim also don't mix. That if I had a kilayim situation, forget about kodshim now. Now we're talking about regular chulin. If I have a mami shepsela that lived together with an aes, they lived in sin, quote unquote, and they had a child.
Can they have
a kilayim?
They can have a child. That's how you'd have kilayim.
There's a kilayim. Yeah.
Now you have a baby. Now the question is, if I were to go and shecht the mami and the baby the same day, would I be oiver and isur? I see that kelaim doesn't apply to kodshim, so maybe kelaim doesn't apply to vois ves benoi. Yet the brayza says vois ves benoi noy be kodshim be kelaim. That's question number one. Exactly. Turns chul. Ve'oid nocha kasha. Sex it. It says in the pasuk v'shor oy se. So it says very clearly the word se. The Amar Rava, Rava said, "Ze bana av kol mokish nemar se einay ela lahoitzi es akel layim." Now, where is this bana av that he's talking about? We have another pasuk at the beginning part of the Yikra where it says, "Say k'sovim." It's in the Yikra, I think it's in the Re'eh. "Say k'sovim v'say izim," and the Gemara darshins. Why does it say "se" twice? It could have said "se k'sovim v'izim," but instead the pasuk does say. Say k'sovim v'say izim. What do I have to have that second se for? Then think more from them that any time it says in the word in the Torah the word se, it cannot be kilayim. It's got to go be a regular normal se. So where else does it say in the Torah that se and not kilayim? L'mashal, what happens if a person were to go and steal a shor or a seh, and after that he goes and shechs them? So we have the famous halach of Dalad Vehei, right? Chamisha shor tachas a shor, chamisha vaka tachas a shor, v'arba tzoyin tachas a seh, that you have to go pay Dalad Vehei. Now what happens if the seh that the person stole and that he shechs it is not a pure breed seh, it's a mixed breed seh? What's the din? Halach is no din of Dalad Vehei by that seh. I learned from this pasuk, se, ksob, mase, izim, bona av, everywhere in the Torah, kol mokish in a mase, einay el lahoitzi es a kelayim, kelayim does not apply. So you don't have kelayim by the dalad vehe. L'chayri, you wouldn't have a din of se, l'mushle, gabi, pinyin petach hamar, petach hamar tiv de beseh. This is not a bona fide se. So this is a bona av, it's got to be a real pure breed se, and not a mixed breed se. So, ibazoi, getting back to our case over here, the choyra oisav yesbenoi should not apply to a kilayim situation. Number one, because of the vishar, where I am being makish chulin to kodshim or kodshim to chulin. That's number one. And number two, because it says sex of mesayizim for that extra word seh. Anywhere it says in the Torah, bena av kol mokish ne meseh, ain't a el lahoitzi es a kilayim, it's got to be a pure breed seh and not a mixed breed seh. Yet on the Amud Aleph we said, oisav yesbenoi is noyeg bekilayim, and the pasuk says shor oise. Everything more omakra oi. Here it says vishor oise. That's what Rabbi says kilayim. That extra word oi, he didn't need the word oi. He could have said vishor vise. Which they shor oise. That extra oi comes to be mar bekilayim, that you'll be oiver on the iser oisav yesbenoi if you did the mami and the baby. Frankly more, what do you mean you don't need that oi? Hi oi mi boy levechalik. You need the oi. Why? The sulkadaitachet would say, shor, this seh, Oy sivias benoy, so kadai tachamina adeshochet shor ubenoy, se ubenoy. I might have thought, when are you going to be oiver on the iser of oisivias benoy if you do a double oisivias benoy? The shor, the se, oisoy, the espenoy, each one respectively. The shor mit with its child, and the se with its child. If I do both of them on the same day, then you're chayv. But so kedai tachamina adeshochet shor benoy, se benoy, loy mechayv. Because it said in the pot.
Because it says shor v'kasvay, I understand what it says.
No, no, I mean it slightly, slightly. It says shor oise, oise v'yes benoy. So we know what that means. One set, oise v'yes benoy.
Maybe we're not interpreting it correctly.
But if not, what Yimar is saying is the word oi is ibrik, it's superfluous. I don't need the word oi. Says Yimar, what do you mean I don't need the word? Of course I need the word oi. Because if it doesn't say the word oi, if it says v'shor, this set, oise v'yes benoy, loy sishchetu b'yoy mechad, I would say only oiver if you do all four. The shor and benoy and the sam benoy. That's why I need the oy. Kamash malon lechalek. So don't tell me the oy is ibarik to go and tell you the din of kilayim. Says, no, 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 no. That you know that it's only one set and not both sets, mibnoy nafke. In other words, if it would say, vishor vise, oisoy vies benehem, oisoy vies benom, oisam vies benom, I would agree with you. Once it says benoy, then I know it's only referring to one. You don't have to have both sets. It's enough to go and do one to be oiver the iser. Wait, well, 1 second. Vakati meboyle. I still need the oi. Likrisanya. Ilu nemar. If it would say shor vise without the oi. Shor vise. Oisoy vies benoy. In other words, and continue on with the word benoy. Hayisi oimer achi yishchot shor vise. I might have learned based on this pasuk without the oi. You know when you're going to be oiver? Not when you go and shecht four animals. That I'm asking. Benoy tells you only one, not four animals. It's not benehem. Okay. But maybe I have to be shecht three animals. A shor and a se and benoy shel echad mehem. One of the two. Either the son of the shor or the son of the se. That's how Rashi looks. If you look at Rashi 2 lines higher. I might have thought that you'd be over the is. In other words, if it did not say oi, and it just said shor vise, oise vies benoy, I would be choishes that perhaps the pshat in the pasuk is you're only over oise vies benoy if you shech three. Ashor, mitase, and benoy shel echon mehem. That's what I might have thought. Therefore, I do need the oi. Talmaloyim, and that's why the pasuk taka says shor oise. Oi se oi se vies benoy. So my love me oi nafkele. It's pretty crystal clear from this Talmud Omar that I need the oi to tell you that you're oiver, even if you only did one set of shor and its child, or the se and its child. You don't need to do four animals. You don't need to do three animals. You only need to do two animals. So the mice, I need the oi. So if I need the oi, I can't use the oi l'rabois es akilayim.
Does it have to be done in order, the mother, then the child, to be
no.
With the love? It could be done
the other way around, too. Imagine we're going to have the tomorrow, the next day, that the reverse is also. You just can't do the both on the same day. So if you do the child first, you can't do the mommy after that. He's talking more about that. So my love, me oy nafkale, isn't the pshat in this Talmud Loimer, in this limud, that it's the oi that's teaching me shor oi se, and therefore the oi is not superfluous to tell you hilchois kilayim. The tamaloi may oi soy. Ah, the tamaloimer that we just learned now is don't put the emphasis on the word oi, but rather say tamaloimer shor oi se. Oi soy the espinoi. Oh, the oi se comes to tell you that you're oiver on one set, a shor with its child, or a se with its child. You don't need to have both pairs, shor and child, and se and child, and you don't need to have shor and se with the child of one of them. Oisai comes to tell you, one set is enough. Either the shor, or the se, with its respective child, and you're oiv the dinner ois vesmanai. And therefore, the mice of the word oi is weiter superfluous. Since the oi is superfluous, it comes to tell you the din of the rabbis es akilayim, that if you shechted a mami, which was a shepsel, and the mami had offspring, which was a crossbreed between a shepsel and a goat, that if a person shechts both the mami and the child the same day, you're oiver because of this word oi, because oi is iberi. Since you're honey, chalarbon and demiata lehu oisoi. That is all wonderful. You're telling me the oy is ibrik because the oysoy came to tell you that you only have to shecht one set, mommy and child. You don't have to shecht two mommies and two children, and you don't have to shecht two mommies with one child. So you learn that from oysoy. That's only good according to Rabban. But according to Hanan, you need the oysoy for another purpose. What's that oysoy you need for Hananya? So we haven't learned that yet. We only spoke about it in the Mishnah. And that is that Hananya tells us that the din of oysoy v'espanoy doesn't only apply to a mommy and a child, but also applies to a daddy and a child. Why? Because it says oysoy mit the lashon zocher. Mendy already asked, what did the Rabbanim do with the fact that it says Lashon Zachar? Ich weiß nicht. But as oi steht, oi se vies benoi, and Hananya learns from that, that it comes to include, even Hananya agrees, that mommy for sure, but even tati and a child, loi sishchatu b'yoy mechad. Ah, so therefore he needs the oise for that purpose. So zokti mo, hodich Rabbanim de miyatali oisoi, the word oise is taka imbarik, and therefore the oise comes the chalik to tell you, you don't need both. And the Hananya loi miyatali oise, the chalik mean holding, how does it know the chalik? It's about the chalik like Torah Kroh. He doesn't need a posse. For that, the sobalak Rabbi Yoinesen. Where's the Rabbi Yoinesen? A famous machloikas that you have throughout Shas, Rabbi Yoishin, Rabbi Yoinesen, whenever it says in the posik a vav without the oi, does that mean, and in English you have a very convenient and slash or. So therefore you have the vav and you have the oy at the same time. But what happens if the Torah doesn't give you that leniency, doesn't give you that poetic license? Just the vav. For instance, the sign, state and price. Ishishi yikalis obvious imoy. Person chas v'shalom is going to makal his father and his mother. Rachmano litzlan. Rachmano litzlan, person curses his parents. What does the pasuk continue on to say? Mois yumas. Of the imay kilel dom of bay. So let me ask you a question. It said in the pasuk ish ashi kal es of this imay. L'choira on the surface, I would say he's only gets mois yumas. He only gets misa if he does such a misa masa that he goes in the makal of both of them. That's what it says in the pasuk. Ish ashi kal es of the yes imay. How do you know you get misa if you only do one of them? He's nishas agrois a machmir that he went and cursed both. He only cursed one. How do you know that the same halacha applies? Oh, it's a machloik is now between Reb Yoishi and Reb Yoinesen. I mean, everybody agrees that halacha. The only question is how you learn the pasuk. Desani isha shiya kalavis ovis imay. Ainli ella ovis the imay. Pashup shad is ovis the imay. Ovis shaloi imay. Imay shaloi ovis minayin. How do I know one alone you're old to get? Misa chas v'shalom tam v'loimar. That's why the pasuk continues on. Ovis the imay. Kilel dom of boy. What do we have to repeat this? Weren't you listening to the Kriya Satayra? Isha shiya kalavis ovis imay. What happened? A person cursed his father and his mother. So now the pasuk taught, oh, just in case you missed it, you were sneezing. Of the imaykil, what the third person did was he went with makal his father and his mother. What's the reason for the repetition? Of kilel imaykil. It comes to tell you that you don't have to mean makal both. If you makal one or the other is enough. Moreover, there's another reason as well, because in the first part of the pasuk, the word klala is next to the word aviv. Ishi shekal es aviv. So therefore the klala goes to the father. The second part of the pasuk is aviv v'imay kilel. The klala is next to the mother. And therefore the reason for the repetition in the pasuk, as well as putting the klala next to father in the beginning and mother at the end, comes to tell you that you don't have to be mekal both. One is enough. The Reb Yoshi.
What does it mean, damav both?
Damav means that his blood is on his hands. With blood on his hands,
his parents' blood is on his hands.
Not literally, no, right, figuratively, because they're still alive and kicking.
Right, right.
But he was mekal them. Since he cursed them, he has taken his own life into his own hands by doing such a heinous thing of being mekal his parents, and therefore he deserves to go and be killed. Also, the word dama boy we learn from the Mayim Bam dama boy. Back in the Sechta Sanhedrin, that whenever it uses that expression, dom over the maim, comes to say that the misa that he gets is beskila. Because it's just, you learn that from oy v'yadoini, where it says, ishikal oy v'yadoini, etc. And then the end pasuk says, ve'evin yiskal oysam, and the maim bum. So you learn from that, whenever it says dom of boy, the maim bum, comes to tell you a drasha of skila. Anyway, according to Rabbi Yoshia, therefore, I really need the oy. When I don't have an oy, I have to repeat the whole pasuk again of the imay kilel, because otherwise I would have thought you're only oyver and you only get misa if you do both. Or Rabbi Yonison says, no, Rabbi Yonison Oimer, Mashish Nim Kiach, and Mashish Nim Kiach, and Mashish Nim Kiach, when the Pasuk uses the expression, Ishishi Yakal, S of the S, Imai, it doesn't mean literally both of the Imai, it can mean either of it, or Imai. The only time that I say that you have to have dafka both, Av Shiflecha Kosev Yachtav, it says in the Pasuk Yachtav, Ishtay in the Pasuk Yachtav, etc. When you have the word yachtov, that means both taka together. Leisachrish b'shor v'chamor yachtov. If it says the word yachtov, it means together. But when you don't have the pasuk yachtov, you don't say yachtov, it could taka mean either one. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yonason, I don't need the oi, and I don't need the oisoi to be machalik, because I know the chilik. Although it says in the pasuk v'shor oiseh, oiseh v'yes b'noi, I don't need that oi. If it would have said in the Pasuk, Vishar, Vise, Oisiv Yespenoi, since it doesn't say Vishar, Vise, Yachtov, it just says Vishar, Vise, Oisiv Yespenoi, I know automatically it means either Shar or Se, together with its child. I don't need the I. Ah, since I don't need the I comes to go and tell you the din of Kilayim. So that's what the Gemara says, that according to Hananya, that needs the Oisoi for a different drush, for Choshin Zera Av, he uses the Oi. So how's he going to know the chalik? He doesn't need the oi lechalik. He doesn't need the oi to lechalik. Because he holds like Rabbi Yonason that you don't need to be mechalik it automatically. It means one or the other. Now we mentioned Hananya. Who's this Hananya? My Hananya, my Rabbanan. This Hananya will learn in the Braisa. Oi sev yes benoi noig ben a kevois. Ben a kevois means with the mommies. Ben a noig bescharim. It doesn't refer to the daddies. We're now referring to the child. The child makes no difference what the gender is. We're just talking about the oi sev yes benoi. Is it mommy and child? Or is it daddy and child? Oisves anoy is noy ben a kevis, not noy bishar. As they zung the rabbanon, and everybody agrees that it's noy ben a kevis. Chananya oimer that it's noy both bein bishar bein ben a kevis. What's the reason? My time the rabbanon. After all, Mendy asked a brilliant question earlier. Shteitach oisoy vias benoy lechayit referred to daddies and not to mommies.
How do you interpret? You know, how are you going to know who the daddy is?
That's so. We mentioned that before you arrived, Brother Shai.
Okay.
That you have a mechanical issue that it's or a practical issue. It's going to be much more difficult to find out who the daddy is, because if you're going to ask them to raise their hand, they're going to refuse because they're a bunch of behemoths. They're just not going to listen.
They want to pay support.
Exactly. That's why they want to shech the behemoth. He shouldn't have to pay child support. Anyway, bottom line is, but in such a case, where theoretically you actually know who the father happens to be. They happen to be in the same cage in the zoo for the last 100 years, and no other animals are draying zacharim. And therefore, you know for sure, if you don't know. Anyway, getting back to Agmar. So my time in the Rabbanu, what's the riddle of Rabbanu? The sign you state in the Braisa. I would think, said the Rabbanu, that the Ois V'Esvanoi should be noig by both daddies and mommies. V'dinu. I will learn now the din of Ois V'Esvanoi from the din of Shiluach HaKan. Chiyiv Kan. The traitor was Mechayiv over here by Ois V'Esvanoi. V'chiyiv Be'eim HaLabanu. Says by the Shluch HaKan, Lo Yisikacho Eim HaLabanim. Shalech, the Shalom is Eim, the Sabanim Tikach Loch, but Lo Yisikacho Eim HaLabanim. Why over there doesn't only talk about Eim HaLabanim? Why don't talk about Av HaLabanim? Ma Kishechai, because the father's not going to sit on the bottom, right? He's not going to have the patience.
He's out making panusim.
Making panusim. If the father happens to be a doctor, he has a lot of patience, but he doesn't have patience to go and sit on the kids, and he leaves that for the mommy. Anyway,
we had a little birdie on our when I was living in West End, and they made a nest. And they when they had the eggs, it was very interesting. You know, when the mommy flew away, the tati came and sat on the eggs.
Really, the tati came?
Really?
How do you know? How do you know there was a tati?
I wasn't too. It was these guys. Birds are kosher birds. They're not playing. You know, two girls, two this.
Yeah, chas v'shalom. No, but they're not living in sin. Of course not.
The west side is probably too much.
Okay. Everybody, side. Let's go back. This is being taped. Let's go back. Anyway, Zuki Moravait, the dinu. We are now learning the din of Oisiv Yes Benoi from the din of Shiluach Hakat. The dinu. Chiyev Kan v'chiyev Be'eim Alabon. The traitor was Machai by Oisiv Yes Benoi B'yayim Echad. The traitor was also Machai the din of Shiluach Hakat. Makish Achiyev Be'eim Alabon. Berekev is loib Yitzchak. Shteitach Be'eim. Right? Lesikach Eim Alabon. That's clear. Avkish Achiyev Kan Berekev is loib Yitzchak. So if we want to learn one from the other. Frank Timor, 1 second. So you're just basing it on a mamatzino, on a binyan av. Just like over here. Yeah, 1 second, I have a pircha. What's my pircha? Pircha means I have a question. Loi. Im Amos Beim Al Bonim Shekein Li Osim Ba Mezuman Kishein Mezun. The din of Shiluach HaKan is not such a chomer dikinyan because it doesn't apply in all cases. It only applies, like it says in the Torah, Ki Yikare Kan Tzipar Lefanecha. Ki Yikare means that you're walking on the street, you're walking on the... Oh, what do you see over there? By happenstance. In other words, not something that you prepared. If you prepared it, there's no din of shiluach kan. It's got to be a ki yikare. Mash enkein v'gabi the halacha of oisiv yes benoi. There doesn't make a difference. Happenstance. He in the happenstance ahead. If you have oisiv yes benoi, let's just win a mechad. So therefore, that's much more chomor. So maybe it should apply not only to the aim alabanim, but also to the av alabanim. So again, nochlam. So tomorrow, loy imamres be aim alabanim. She came the also by mezumen kishen mezumen prepared like not prepared. Toymar by oisiv yes benoi. And therefore maybe it should apply to both, not only in the kevis, but also to scharim. That's why it says in the pasuk oisoi. In other words, oisoi and not oisam. And from that I learn echad veloy shnai means one of the two parents. Now I don't know which parent. Is it the father parent or is it the mother parent by the oisoi v'es benoi? Now the word oisoi certainly sounds like zocher oisoi, but nevertheless the Gemara doesn't darshan the fact that it's in the masculine form. The Gemara is darshan by the fact that it's in the yochid form oisoi and not oisam to tell you one and not both parents. And now the question is which one? Oh, now I'm going to bring a bite to the eim alabanim. Now that the Torah tells you clearly that it's one or the other, now I'm going to learn again from the Eim HaLabanim. Chiyav Kan v'chiyav b'Eim HaLabanim, makish chiyav b'Eim HaLabanim, 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 b'Eim HaLabanim. Now I cannot go and ask the Kash again, but this is only the Mezuman, this ain't a Mezuman, because until now I was learning just a Mamatzina. Mamatzina means that's the simplest form of Limud. It's not a Kavachim, it's not a Gzeishov, it's not a Hekish. I find over here, and I find over there. No, probably, unless I have a reason to differentiate, it's probably the same. So just like Veshluch HaKan is Eim HaLabanim, probably Oisiv is Benoi. Oh, you can't say probably the same, because it's a major difference. What's the major difference? The din of Eim HaLabanim by Shluch HaKan doesn't apply to Mezuman. Here, well, it's so much more chomor. It's even by Mezuman. So maybe it applies to both Daddy and Mommy. No. Oisai, only one and not both. Now the question is, which one of the two? That I can learn from Eim HaLabanim. That's just a giloi, which one of the two? Mistoma, just like over there, Mami. Over here, probably also Mami. And if you will, if you're not happy with that limud from Eim HaLabanim, I'll tell you another reason. Because it says, Oisai v'es benoi. Now what means benoi? It's son. Misha benoi korach achrav. Yotzachar she'ein benoi korach achrav. Who can really say about the child that it's my child? The mother can say and not the father. Why? Because wherever the mother goes, you'll see that the babies are following and attaching themselves and cleaving, and they're holding on to it with the dear life, and the halt in the tail, and the front, and the back, and all the rest. Mashenkin, the daddy's not so interested in them. Edof kind of panusa, and the children, he kind of is mafkir and says, you go to mommy. So since it says benoi, so bottom line is, so now I have two reasons to say it's mommy and not daddy. Reason number one is because I learned from Eim HaLabanim. But if you're not happy with that, then I have another drasha. What's the reason? Because of benoi. Misha benoi korach achrav. What's wrong with the first part of the Eim HaLabanim? That was a good reason. Oh, Mendi's kasha from the very beginning of the shir that oise sounds like zochar. You should say father animal and not mother animal. That's why you have to have the benoi. And therefore, bottom line, say the chachamim, the din of oisves benoi only applies to the mommy and not to the daddy. Another three lines. That's good. The chachamim. You don't want to go away and not knowing what had his chananya learn. Or the chananya ksiv oisoi the mash bezocher. Like we just said, oisoi means a zocher. Uksiv benoi. And I agree that benoi means misha benoi korach achrav, which is mashma than the cave of the mommy. So therefore, I have now hilkoch. Sounds like rapapa. No, hilkach noi bein bescharim bein in the kevis. Since they have oisai, that comes to tell you the zocher. The noi benoi korach achrav is charim and the kevis. So now you're all wondering, how do we pasken? Zokti mor amravuna barchi yomeshmul. We follow like Hananya that applies to both the Zcharim and to the Kavis. Why? Because Shmuel goes to Tameh, which Yemiyat Hashem Rav Nachman Yosef is going to explain further tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.